Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
Yeah, we were just talking about my two dream careers when I was growing up never came to fruition. One was to be a chocolatier. and then when I signed up to go to astronaut school, and I thought it was a 2-year program, you know, down to the trade school. I thought, you know, they'd taken welding in one side of the building and astronaut and then the other.
Sure. No mullets in space, unfortunately. No. Yeah. Not yet, anyway.
We can't accept you right now. Mm-hmm. You've got a mullet.
Wouldn't that be cool, though, if you could just go to a 2-year program to get your, what do they call, associate's degree in astronauting?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm the guy.
Yeah.
Send me to the moon.
I'm your guy.
Yeah, that sounds like a bummer. It seems fun going to space, but like all that schooling you got to do, you know, it's just like 20 years.
But does it seem, seems fun?
That's what I'm saying, Lindsay. I can't even imagine. I wouldn't, all those people, those celebrities and stuff who got to go up in Bezos's flight and Elon's first flights and stuff. They could have walked up to me and said, I'm going to pay you $800,000 to go up into space. And I'd say, I don't think I want to.
Really?
I wouldn't take $1 billion. I'm not kidding.
Well, that's because you don't like to fly at all.
Well, but also, okay, picture this. Let's say you're up there for 9 months. Let's say you get up there and you're in a closed quarter and you can't leave. I would die. I would have to end it. I couldn't.
Well, they made a point yesterday in all that coverage that astronauts always say that if you're claustrophobic, you can never be an astronaut. And I knew that looking at that, just the time they were in that small capsule yesterday, that the splashdown capsule, I would have gone nuts. And in like, because I don't know what time they separated from the regular rocket and started the descent, but from the time they hit the water at 5:57.
Yeah.
To the time they got them out of there, which was about an hour later,
yeah,
I would have gone nuts.
Yeah. They left the International Space Station at 1:05 in the morning, Eastern, landed at around 6 p.m. Eastern. So sitting there like this, you know, shoulder to shoulder, not moving, and just like intense heat and like you're just, it's
miserable, crazy. Miserable.
Has no one had a panic attack up there? Has nobody in the history of?
I don't think so, because they go through so much training before they're allowed to go up. Like they have to practice those types of things hours and hours and hours just to make sure. All right, you understand. This is what it's going to be like. You know,
I can't.
Yeah. Get me out of here. Get me now.
I mean, I don't like flying coast to coast, you know, in a coach seat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get antsy.
Yeah.
I have to get up in the aisle.
Talking about it makes my heart right now that's how scared I am of being enclosed somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost that feeling you get when you think about being buried alive.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or in tornado rubble or something. They're trying to get you out of there and you're just trapped and can't move. Oh.
And you saw that capsule. It's got burn marks all over it. Because so not only are you confined tightly for over 12 hours or whatever it is, but then it also gets boiling hot and your shoulder. I mean, panic attack, please. That doesn't even begin to describe what.
I would be trying to get my Xanax out of my.
Yeah, that's one of the things I'm sure they'll ask first thing. Do you have to have anti-anxiety medications? If you say, yeah, they go, well, thanks for applying.
Yeah. This job isn't for you, ma'am. I would just down the whole bottle.
Yeah, I mean,
And then we were watching that last night, and I told Jody, I said, look, you see those are burn marks on the outside of that thing from having to go through that layer of the atmosphere that's so hot. And she goes, it is. Oh God, that looks disgusting. She goes, I thought that was just how it was painted.
Yeah. It looks like dookie stains on a toilet bowl.
Yeah.
It's just like brown stripes of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it just looked horrible.
And then they say that thing about, of course, now they're going to rinse it with fresh water because the salt water, you know, is damaging to the whatever. And that was just, you know, wash the salt water off of it so it doesn't rust or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. But that would have been my job. I would have been the hose guy.
Yeah.
Get it off. And I thought, well, maybe they're doing that too because they want to make sure that that thing's not still hot. I mean, I know it's been sitting out there in the ocean, but not the whole thing.
Yeah.
The top of it could still be steaming.
Sure. Yeah. I think the hose guy is probably the lowest in the class for astronaut. Like, he wanted to be in the space shuttle. They're like, yeah, you're hose guy.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me. I'm never going to space.
Yeah. I'm the hose guy.
You're just gonna hose them down when they get back to Earth.
And damn then it. They were interviewing those you know, people who had been doctors before that examine them when they come off of the spaceship and the rockets and stuff. And you think about it, you think those guys have to be smart? As smart as regular doctors or smarter than regular doctors?
A good question.
Because all they're doing is giving them a checkup when they come out of there. It's not like they're performing brain surgery or anything.
Wow, that's true.
I don't know. They said that your DNA changes when you come back from space.
Hmm.
That's what a scientist said this morning. They were like, your heart shrinks, you lose heart mass, and your DNA changes. I think they might be smarter than a regular doctor.
But then, you know, if it'll change your DNA, you know, those old Maury shows, those guys trying to go up into space.
You're not kidding.
That ain't my DNA. Yeah. I've been to space.
That ain't me.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I think though, as far as doctoring goes, I think doctors like Dr. Ben Carson, that would be one of the most difficult doctoring jobs, to do brain surgery on babies.
Yeah, pediatric brain surgery.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He doesn't come across like he would do that, but I get it.
Yeah, I mean, he comes across as an idiot.
He kind of does.
No.
What a moron.
Yeah, but he really is calm as he acts.
Oh, my gosh. You know,
that is the type of personality I would want operating on my child. Yeah. I mean, you don't want somebody who's all jerky, herky jerky.
Yeah.
Damn, did y'all see that? All right, hang on a minute. Yeah, I'm pause it while I go operate on this baby's brain. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Easily distracted.
Jeff Foxworthy used to do a joke about like hearing that accent while getting brain surgery. But what are we going to do here? Saw the top of your head off. Root around and you're finding out. Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah, I mean, I don't discriminate against the Southern accent, obviously, but there are times when you would be taken aback by it.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, it's just surprising. You're like, I wouldn't have guessed.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, some of your best orthopedic surgeons are Southern.
Yeah, I'm sure. Mm. Yeah, I'd feel the same way if somebody had like a very harsh New Jersey accent. Oh. I'd be like, wait a minute. Show me your diploma again or something. Yeah.
I wouldn't, no matter their credentials, I wouldn't let them operate on me if they had a thick New Jersey or Brooklyn accent.
Any of those kind of like very severe Northeastern accent, you'd be like, I don't know about that. Or California for that matter. Like just very, you know, down the 305 or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
California sober, dude.
Oh, man. We're going to fix you up, bro.
Yeah.
Then again, what strong American accent would not make you, you know, you would be taken aback by if they're about to operate on you?
Not a single one.
I mean, the thick Midwest accent, would you want that?
I don't want any severe. I've always said any severe accent I find not fun.
I'm going to say this. If I am about to be operated on and the doctor comes in and has a severe Indian accent, then I'm going to be cool with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're foreign, always
any
good
kind
doctors.
Of foreign.
Yeah, that's what I mean. American accents, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like somebody jumps out there and talks like, you know, the swamp people.
Yeah. Hell no.
It's Cajun, yeah. Thick Cajun accent.
Nope.
Yeah.
But I have a theory about why there are so many good orthopedic surgeons from the South and in the South. It's because football is so important. Mm-hmm. And football is something that the kids start early. So I can remember, you know, in middle school, players on the 7th grade and 8th grade team having to have knee surgery. Mm-hmm. From injuries, having to go to the orthopedic surgeon for knee surgery.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
That's where the money is, though, because you're, like you said, yeah. They start so young.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're going to get these 6th graders in here for knee surgery. Goodness.
Yeah, I mean, just think about that, Lindsay. Say your son is, how old are you in the 7th grade? 12? He's 12 and... About. After a middle school football game, he has to be taken in an ambulance to the doctor and has to have arthroscopic surgery or whatever they call it, like the typical knee surgery, mm-hmm. like a, you know, regular football player would have. He's 12.
It's crazy. Yeah. And even the stories about you, like your dad taking you in for like shots or whatever, yeah. You know, it blows my mind.
Right. The doctor saying he's got pneumonia and my dad saying, well, hey, you know, he is there any shot you can give him or something? He's going to have a fit if he's not able to play Friday night. And I'm sitting there going, I didn't say that. I'll be just fine with it.
I'll be all right.
That's on you.
Yeah. And then, of course, the doctor would say, yeah, I'll give him something.
Dr. Feelgood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So were you getting cortisone shots really young, or it was just like B12?
B12 and antibiotics that would work faster to clear my chest and stuff like that.
Wow. That's incredible.
And I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know what she was giving me, but I do know that I could go in there wheezing with bronchitis or walking pneumonia, and she would give me a shot. And sometimes he wouldn't even be with me. So I'm like 15 going to the doctor by myself, and he would have already called ahead to tell her what I needed.
Wow. Crazy.
And I can remember getting in my car, because we could drive legally at 15 back then, had a driver's license. Getting in my car after she gave me that shot and pulling up to the next intersection and just coughing up nasty stuff that I couldn't get up before she gave me that shot. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was. But I wasn't good, you know, 2 days later to be playing football. Yeah. I was still wheezing and coughing and all that stuff, so yeah. I shouldn't have been playing. But whatever she gave me made it faster to get over.
Yeah.
Yeah, because by God, y'all were going to beat them Bulldogs Friday night.
Hell yeah.
How about them dogs?
Yeah, them Tigers got a roar. We were the Winfield Tigers was our mascot.
Football is life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Football is life.
Football is life.
More Extra Funny next.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico socks on your next adventure. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico socks order.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I'm sorry, Lindsay. Lindsay was talking off the air, and I hit the button to start us back up in mid-sentence for her. I didn't mean to interrupt you with the show.
No, you're fine. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Kyle was getting a call on his phone's linked to the computer.
Yeah.
And he was getting a call from London, and I heard him answer. It was real weird.
Did he answer with an English accent? The British accent?
I have.
Hello.
Possibly.
Hello. Good morning, Kyle.
which is odd because it's what time is it there?
I don't know. I
couldn't even tell you. I don't know.
I think there's a 7-hour difference in London, I think.
So it's 1 in the morning?
Or maybe it's more than that. Maybe it's a 7-hour flight to London. Something about 7, though, I remember. Sure.
Somebody might be calling him from the bar. I don't know what time it is there.
You mean from the pub?
From the pub.
Excuse me. Having a few points?
Yeah.
And that's Australia. That's
Australia.
Australia.
Good morning, Governor.
Hello. Hello. There's a guy on the social medias who is getting thousands of people to feel sorry for him. Cause he was getting ready for his first date. Mm. But, this is a weird twist to it. Are you listening, Lindsay? Cause this is going to blow your mind.
I'm listening.
His date was supposed to be with another man.
Oh.
Have y'all ever heard of any such a thing as that?
Well,
never.
I mean, takes all kinds, don't it? they met on some sort of dating site, and they were going to meet for their first date. And the guy texted him and said, "Show me what you're wearing on our date." And so the guy did, and then he. All of this stuff he posted was what he was wearing, you know, get ready with me as I go on my first date. And then he posted screenshots of the conversation through the text. And the guy said, show me what you're wearing. And then he did. And he sends that fit check video. And then the guy responds back, hey, you're very attractive, and I'm not opposed to grabbing a drink, but I don't think we're going to be compatible, honestly, because of what the guy was wearing, he had put on for his date. And now, I have never known a gay man personally, but I've seen a lot about him on documentaries and things. And this fella was not dressing like the gays in these documentaries that I've seen, where they're very fashionable and all. He looks like the youngest grandpa ever.
Really?
I need to see this.
Yeah. And from what I've read and seen about the gays, they should un-gay him. That's how bad his outfit was.
Kick him out?
Yeah.
Don't love that.
No. He said, it's a gray t-shirt layered under a red plaid button-down shirt paired with khaki shorts, white tube socks with blue stripes going around the ankle, and dark sneakers.
Yeah, oh. No.
I mean, he looks like a doofus.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a good
now,
look.
Would I have responded, you know, harshly right away and said, this is not going to work? After you showed me this outfit,
yeah,
I would have still probably gone out, had the drink with him or whatever, and then told him later, you know, because I used to do stuff like that, you know, like when I was dating that girl and I surprised her at her job one day. She was a hairstylist, and I just popped in there to say, hey, and she was wearing jeans, dark hose, and white flats.
I remember that story.
Yeah.
You were like, no.
Yeah, that's not going to work. Not going to work.
And you never ended up dating, going out on a date after that?
Maybe one more that we had already had planned or something, but then I just kind of drifted away. And you could do that before social media.
Yeah.
You know.
I remember you saying after you saw that, you went on like a pity date with her, right?
Yeah.
Because you felt bad.
Uh-huh.
But you were like, I knew immediately this isn't going to work. Yeah. And I would say the same thing. I can't be friends with her. No,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
It just, you know, because I mean, it just, and she didn't do anything to me, obviously. It's just that you, you know what you like, and you know who you're going to be compatible with and all that. Mm-hmm. And I like prissy girls that know that like beauty stuff. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if she's in that business, she's a hairstylist, she should know, you know, not to be wearing mom jeans, dark hose, and well, first of all, jeans and hose to begin with, that's no good. And they weren't any kind of support hose for, you know, standing on your feet all day or anything like that. If I had to guess, which I have been guessing all these years, they are knee highs is what they were, because she wanted the top of her foot, because you can see the top of your foot in flat, in those types of flats. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She wanted to look tan.
Well, and the thing is, you want to, you don't want to constantly be irked by your partner's clothing choices. Yeah. I mean, that would irk you for life. And I know people are like, oh, that's superficial. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, but then so be it.
I mean, it'd be the same thing as if you met somebody and they had some sort of, I don't know, like a terrible hair style. You know, like I wouldn't date anybody that has green hair.
Right.
You know, because that also tells me what their personal choices are like and what their personal views are like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm guessing, you know, if I were back on the dating scene now at my age, if I went out with a woman or set up a date with a woman who's my age and I walk into the place and she's got purple hair. Mm-hmm. No makeup and big round glasses, I would go, okay, well, she's probably nice enough to share a drink or dinner, whatever we had planned, but I'm not going to be coming back to this. And then I would immediately know what topics to stay away from.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's that, and that's okay. Like, you're allowed to like what you like. What I, mm-hmm. the problem with this guy is that he texts him immediately and is like, hey, I don't like your outfit. Right. It's not going to work. It's like, you can be kind about it, even if the guy dresses like a goober or whatever, when it sounds like he is dressing like a goober.
Absolutely. But you know.
That's a weird sounding outfit.
You know how sassy the gays can be when they don't like somebody's fashion.
He just cut him down.
Or have you not seen anything about him? You watched any documentaries and stuff?
I know a couple. I've known some gay people, absolutely.
In person?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah.
What are they like?
They're just like you.
Fabulous.
They're fabulous. Exactly.
Yeah.
They're just like you.
It's the only men I truly like, to be honest.
Yeah, I just thought that was kind of not nice.
Oh, it's not. It's not at all.
Especially because you're
ready to go right then.
Yeah. And if you're the guy that just got told that, do you have any self-respect and say like, okay, well then we don't need to do this. I would not continue to go out on a date with that person if they said, your outfit's so bad, I don't think I'm interested in you. I'm not going to go out with that person.
Yeah, right. And there's so much about this I don't understand. Like, I don't understand the mindset of, well, I do understand it, but I don't think it's good for you to post a video saying, get ready with me. I'm going to show you what I'm wearing tonight for my date.
Or that was a weird move, too.
Yeah, people don't give a damn. It's a, you know, and if you're, and people were being harsh to him on the comments, too. And I figure, you know, it's other gay guys going, well, you dress like, wait, what is that? Because there were some really clever ones.
Really?
Yeah.
That is a weird move when the person asks you, what are you wearing? And you send them back a TikTok that you've already made. It's like, outfit check. That's a weird response.
All right. One of the comments was, gee, goober. I'm sorry, but this is so millennial. Like, nix the shorts and put on a pair of straight leg denim. And lose the sweater, and loose sweater, or even half zip and baseball cap, and you'd be good. Wearing a plaid shirt like it's 2004 with such a wide short and colors not even matching is wild. I won't even talk about the 1980 wood buffet with the CD player. So they're commenting on his decor, the stuff he's got in his house.
Wood
buffet. Yeah, and I see it.
Yeah, they're just roasting this guy.
Bless his heart.
Sam's just trying to go on a date.
You know, he's like, in all seriousness, every gay guy I know would be saying crap like that. Because now they're going to comment on the way he's got his house decorated now.
Yeah.
He's only asking about the outfit.
It backfired on you, didn't it?
Like, what is the green shag carpet, honey?
Those stripes around the socks, though, is the worst part of it, I think.
Yeah. Same. I was going to say that.
Yeah, yeah. It's just kind of a dork. He just looks kind of like a dork.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's okay. He'll find somebody.
Yeah, not everybody can be, I don't know, who's a really good-looking gay guy. It's very stylish.
Yeah.
Fella named Dave Rubin that I listen to.
He's a nice dresser.
Mm-hmm. He always goes, and I have nothing against the gays. My husband is gay.
Yeah, not everybody. It's, you don't have to be all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if a girl told him this, and he's getting ready to go out with a woman, and she told him that, it would still be mean.
Yeah.
But I would understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We can get a drink or something.
Like, that's how awful.
You want to be buds, but.
I can't. That would just wreck me forever. Your outfit was so bad.
Yeah.
It was so bad that I can't even.
He couldn't take a chance on having to look at it in person.
Oh, my gosh.
He said, I thought it was giving. What? Yeah, it's giving. Giving, you know, bad, you know, horrible, horrible. Taste in people's mouths.
Yeah. It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is podcast. Listen to new shows every weekday, starting at 8 Eastern, 7 Central.
Dude, people who are doing podcasts, they know what's up.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.